Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome home to yourself, to deep, nourishing, wintry rest. Let your eyes close gently. So take a little time to wriggle around, to stretch your legs, maybe roll your hips a little, adjust your head, so that you're really comfy. You have all the cushions and support you need, maybe under your head or your knees. You can lie on your back or your side. See if you can make yourself even 2% more comfortable until you can come into stillness. And then take a big breath in. And sigh out your breath through your mouth. And again, big breath in. And sigh out your breath. And a third time. Take a big breath in through your nose. And sigh your out breath. Let your breathing become deeper, especially your out-breath. Your out-breath can be an invitation to slow down. And as you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing up a zip up the midline of your body from pubic bone up to the center of your collarbones. So as you breathe in, you're doing the zip up. And as you breathe out, you're breathing down the midline, down this zip in the middle of your body. Breathing up from the pubis, up to the collarbones, and breathing down from the collarbones through the breastbone, down past your navel, down past your womb and back to your pubic bone. Breathing in and out, just very slowly. And if you find that your breath gets congested or a bit stuck, then just go back to your normal breathing pattern before coming back to breathing up the midline and breathing out down the midline of your body. Now bringing your attention into your heart, it's time to set an intention, a sankalpa, for your meditation, for your yoga nidra. You may know clearly what your intention is, or it may be unclear today. If you know what it is, then just repeat it in the present a few times to yourself. If you don't know what it is, then just hold a warm and welcoming space for something new and marvelous to happen. And we're going to imagine the body as a dark night sky, a dark velvety night. And I'm going to rotate and mention the names of different body parts. And as I name each part, imagine that there is a tiny twinkling star there lighting that part of your body. So in the dark, velvety night of the body, bring your attention to your right hand thumb, forefinger, the tip of your middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of your hand, the back of your hand, right wrist, elbow and shoulder, a star twinkling on your arm, in your armpit, the side of your body, your waist, hip, thigh, back of the thigh, your knee, back of the right knee, ankle, heel, the ball of the foot, the top of your foot, little stars twinkling on your right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. See the right side of your body twinkling in the sky. Then bringing your attention back to your left side and your left-hand thumb, and see a little star, a bright star twinkling in the tip of your left-hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the palm of your hand, the back of your hand, the wrist, elbow, shoulder, left armpit, side ribs, side waist, left hip, left thigh, the back of the thigh, a twinkle in your knee, your ankle, heel, the ball of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. See the whole of your left, the left-hand side of your body twinkling. Now bringing your attention to your bum, right bum cheek, left bum cheek, twinkling. Your sacrum, at the base of your spine, and all, there are twinkling stars all up your vertebra, all up your spine, from your sacrum, up the lower back, mid back, upper back, top of the back. Right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, your neck, stars on your neck, the back of your neck, just where your skull meets, back of the head, top of the head, right temple, left temple, space between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, left eyelid, twinkling, a little star at the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, underneath your nose, right cheek, left cheek, top lip, bottom lip, the tip of your tongue, base of your tongue, underneath your tongue, chin, throat, a little gap in between your collarbones, your heart, sternum, solar plexus, navel, womb, pubic bone, perineum, the whole of your body alive with twinkling stars. And as you breathe in, imagine that these stars start to expand and stretch a little way beyond your body, expanding into the dark. And as you breathe out, they come back, burning brightly and intensely into your heart. Now breathing in and expanding. Breathing out and contracting. Breathing in and expanding. breathing out and contracting. And how would it be if they were both expanding and contracting at the same time? Both expanding into the universe and burning bright at home. What would that be like? Now bring your attention deep into your womb, just above your pubic bone. This is the darkest part of the night sky, in the deep, deep core of your body. It's a rich, dark, velvety space of infinite creativity and possibility. There is nothing to see here, but your womb space seems to pulsate with potent possibilities. Feel it. Feel that darkness, the possibility, the beginning of beginning. No one can see this. It looks as though nothing is happening as you rest. And yet, deep inside, you are nourishing the next cycle of your life, of your ideas, of your energy. In the velvety soft darkness, this new seed of the new cycle waits patiently. She has everything she needs to nourish her when her time comes. Kindness, food, the waiting light. But now is the time for her to rest, to wait. Safely held in this perfect space in your deep core. Safe and serene. Now coming back to your breath. With your natural breath, so soft. I'm going to count the breaths from 10 down to 1. So the out breath will be 10, the next out breath will be 9, and so on. And if you lose count, it's not important. The idea is to keep your attention on the breath. So in your own time, count your breaths down from 10 to 1. Just easily. Don't worry if you lose count. Just bring your attention back into your breath and counting down. Now stop counting your breath, whatever number you've come to, and bring your attention to the back of your body, or the place where you are supported, by cushions or on the ground, the sofa or your mat, and feel the support of the earth beneath your supports, who loves to hold you. You are held. You are safe. Start to deepen your breath a little. And start to hear the noise of your breath, the sound of your breath. As you breathe more deeply and slowly, start to move your body, notice where your body wants to start moving. Notice how your body wants to move as you leave this space of Yoga Nidra. The Yoga Nidra is complete now. Wiggle your fingers maybe, stretch. You might want to roll on your side if you've been lying on your back. And take some time to imagine the room that you're in, the furniture around you, what it looks like, before very slowly you start to open your eyes. And take time coming back safely into your body, awake, vital, ready to go on with your day.